Blog Talk Radio.
If you wanted to, these expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now on street, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss to a worker. I make bloody moves. Now she say she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at. You know where I be. You in the club just to party. I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them banks so much I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't give a f*** about who in front of me. Drop two mixtapes in 6 months. We're breaking as hard as me. I don't.
Hey. The Thursday, yeah. Friday edition. And that song right there, y'all, that was dedicated to my co-host, man. Because she make money moves. You hear me? He go in the bank and go front, to the front. As grandma say, right in the front of the line. You know what I mean?
Front to the line.
Hey, I was listening to that song, Tree. And I was like, man, what am I going to start the show with? And
right.
A lot of times I just listen to music to get a feel of what it is, what they're saying, and if I like it or not. And
right.
I ended up listening to that joint three times. I ain't even going to lie. And every time I saw you talking about TNT, crashing today and getting your plug on. I'm trying to tell y'all that joint right
you
there, man.
I make bloody moves. You a f***er, you get popped. You a goofy, you a op. Don't you come around my way. You can't hang around my block. And I just check my account. Turns out I'm rich. I put my hand above.
She say she rich. Oh, man. Welcome to the show,
yeah.
Y'all. Well, hey, listen, for those of you who don't like Cardi B, I don't know what to tell you. that don't make me think about my co-host yesterday. And today, I could not wait until the start of the show because I wanted to hear that song again. It made me think about her. She made money moves. And look, and I'm trying to tell y'all, look, Tree, guess what I'm rocking tomorrow for St. Patrick's Day?
What?
My green Adidas sweatsuit.
Oh, yeah.
The whole sweatsuit. Yeah, talk about I'm gonna look amazing. Yeah,
yeah,
I mean, I'm gonna look amazing rocking that joint. Purchased by DMV Kale from Lady T at Lady T Fashions and Things. Yeah, talk about y'all better get up on it. Cause I'm telling you, if you don't, you're gonna wish you did. For real. Hey sis, how was your day today?
You already know what I'm gonna say. Amazing. Even though I don't feel too well, I still feel amazing to be here.
That's
with everybody.
I'ma tell you, Therese, I had a few hecklers before the show tell me don't take a half an hour to introduce y'all little sport, y'all little talk about you and Treats acting like y'all on the phone. So to them, I say, me and Treats about to act like we on the phone by ourselves. Y'all talking about? Treats, I'm driving home from work, right, and I'm jabbed upset. Because the young guy, again, was late. I didn't get, you know, extra. But I was kind of upset driving home. And, Trisha, I'm coming over the bridge right over by I have to get that subway station. Oh, where the trolley car is on 8th Street going into Benning Road. And it was a dude, and he just caught my attention. And he was a little, he was a special needs guy. You know, he was limping. He was, I could tell that he wasn't all there. Understand what I'm saying? But, Treese, the smile on that young man's face, Treese, the smile on his face, and clearly God spoke to me and said, if he can smile with the things he's facing on a daily basis, you going to let a little dude being a couple of minutes late upset you instantly.
Right.
My mood changed. I started listening to my music, and I got into it. And I was just like, you know, when I got halfway home, I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Because that young man turned my whole day around. It has been times I've seen people and just looked at him and been like, oh, well. But when I saw this guy, I don't know why, Treece, he just touched my heart. You know, I think it was the size of the smile on his face. And then I'm looking at the sky and it's clear blue, beautiful. The sun is shining perfect. And you know, it was just a beautiful thing. It was a beautiful, beautiful thing. So, yeah, my story today is if you let him, God will work. Seriously. If you let him, God will work. Seriously. I'm trying to tell you. Because your boy, we know how my attitude gets at times. I don't try, you know, to be that dude, but sometimes that dude is all I could be. So, you know, today it was great. The ride home was great. And, you know, the talk with the Lord, just me and him, was great, you know. And it made my day amazing, as my co-host would say. It was amazing. And I appreciate him. I thank him for blessing me that way and not allowing the enemy to continue to stay in my brain and bother me over something, A, that I can't control, and B, I was already done with it. I was already, I was on my way home. I was getting ready to jump on the corner and talk to all my KL Corner constituents. Yeah, I'm talking about, and I'm still, I'm like, I don't have no reason to be harboring this. Man, look, this junk, look. I plucked it out the window like you know, like a booger. I just plucked that doll out the window and kept it moving. I ain't letting that stress get with me. I'm too blessed to be stressed. Understand that, man. Understand that. So, you know, hey, that was my day in a nutshell. You know, a lot of things happened. I'm not going to bore you with all the details, but that just stood out to me. And I said, you know what? I have to tell Tree and everybody, man, if you let God, he will work. He'll work, man. He will work.
I just try to find good in all situations. You know, good, bad, or indifference.
Right.
I just try to put a spin on it and put a positive on it. And, you know, just try to make my day that way. So
there you
did
go.
A good job.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, I said to myself, you know, Kel, this is what you need to do more often. This is what you need to do more often, man. You got to stop allowing situations to infiltrate your mindset. You know,
And dictate your mood.
And dictate my mood, you know? You know, I come home, I see my sons on the patio, my oldest boy, my youngest boy, you know, and I'm just like, girl, look, I went to the car wash and got my car wash. I don't know why. But I went to the car wash and got the car washed and cleaned. And, you know, I'm just a great mood, Tree. Just a great mood, you know. And I was just thinking, if I wouldn't have allowed that to infiltrate, penetrate me, where would I have been? What move would I have been in?
Yeah.
You know, how would things have gone? So I'm thankful. I am thankful. I can't say it enough. Thank you. Go South
Sophia.
Yeah. Go South Sophia, BK. Go. Did you go to the school today?
I did not.
Okay.
Yeah, I went yesterday. Okay. I went all week. Today was the only day that I didn't go. But Wednesdays are the days that I do PE for the children. And I really wasn't feeling too good yesterday either. But
right.
I did it anyway because exercise is something very important that all of us need. So I went anyway. I pushed on through, and I did that. And I came in the house, and I did a little bit more, try to, you know, push myself to do my exercise that I always do. But today, I just didn't do it. I've been in the bed all day. I could wait to talk to you guys, but I've been in the bed all day today. But I think I'm going to do something before I go to bed tonight. I'm going to do some exercises.
That's what's up. I'm going to exercise my jaws.
I know. That's right, bro.
Yeah. That's my exercise for today. All right, y'all. Thursday, Friday episode of Kel's Corner. We're going to discuss the NCAA tournament. The tournament, y'all. What teams are hot? What teams are not? We're gonna go over that with two teams from this DMV area, the Terps and Howard being in the tournament, you know, first time in a while for Howard to be in the tournament. So I'm kind of excited about that, you know. We also going to take a close look at the NBA playoffs, you know. In three weeks, playoff NBA style get ready to start, you know. And I want to know who's holding a strong hold on the Larry O'Brien trophy when it's all said and done. Who's going to be that team, you know? We will also take a look at the new free agent moves in the NFL. A couple of things have happened, you know, to shake up the NFL. And I'm telling you, Trees, they'll make a show out of anything because turn on NFL Network and it's the free agency frenzy show. And, I mean, it's just running back to 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 back. But I'm not mad at that because new stuff is happening with this these teams in the NFL every moment of every minute. So I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. So, all right, if you guys want to join in, you can join Lady T and our online corner crew, my Betty, 007, I'm here now.
Kirby.
And Kirby, my man. You know what? Kirby and I were on the phone yesterday for a daggone hour. Do you hear me? We just laughed and talked and joked and just had us a good old time. And I was like, wow.
Let me tell you what he just said, Kim. Let me tell you what he just said. First of all, he said two things, right? The first thing he said was DMV Kim, a.k.a. Coach Mac, has blessed a lot of young boys, children, coaching them about football and about life. They will always remember Coach Mac. Right? And I was like, that's great. They sure will. That's perfect. And then, you know, I was just talking about exercise. He said exercise with all these little expletives. And then he said, I thought you said extra fries. Cut it out, Kirby. But like you said, Mom Betty is here and accounted for. She is here and accounted for as well.
That's what's up. Hey, Ma. Hey, Ma. How you doing?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Okay. And listen, y'all can join Ma Betty, Lady T, and the Online Corner Crew on Facebook Live at Kale Corner. Or join DMV Kale, Lady T, and all our live in-studio guests at 563-999-3782. You know, somebody told me that every Tuesday and Thursday, they have 2 hours from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. that they wouldn't trade for nothing in this world. And I'm so proud of that. It is what we call Kale's Corner Pride, because we take pride in you guys staying with us, going through with us, and rallying with us. Everybody represents different teams, but everybody loves the sport, and everybody loves each other. So good move, good move. Kale's Corner, not just your everyday sports talk program. Know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. You know, hey, my Betty. Hey, my Betty, say hello. Hey, Ma. I have adopted her, too.
I know,
I'm
that's
serious.
Right.
I have adopted her. That's what's up. That's what's up. Okay, y'all. Everything squared away, taken care of. Let's take a quick break. 563-999-3782 is the number, and we'll be right back discussing the NCAA, y'all. The madness is starting. It is starting. Brown. I miss Chuck, man. I miss Chuck Friday night. What? Classics? What? Forget about it. I miss Chuck, man. All right, y'all. NCAA. Shut up, Chief. Look, y'all, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I tried to write down every team, you know what I'm saying? But, man, this don't. Yeah. This is on long as a mug, young. And then they got to going into the Division One, the Independent, and Teresa, I just said, you know what? I ain't doing that at all. So what I did was make sure I marked the page, Teresa. I marked the page, and I said, during the show, I'm going to go back to it. And guess what I just did? I went back to it. All right. So
I know that's on there.
In the ASUN Conference, there's Kennesaw State Owls. The American East Conference, we have Vermont Catamounts. In the American Athletic Conference, the Houston Cougars. The Atlantic 10 Conference, VCU Rams. Atlantic Coast Conference, Miami Hurricanes, Big 12, Kansas Jayhawks, Big East, Marquette Golden Eagles, Big Sky, Eastern Washington Eagles, Big South Conference, UNC, Asheville Bulldogs, Big Ten Conference, the Purdue Boilermakers. Whoa. Big West Conference, UC Santa Barbara Gauchos. I just love saying their name. Colonial Athletic Association, Hofstra Pride. Conference USA, Florida Atlantic Owls, and Division One Independent. You have the Chicago State Cougars and Youngstown in the Horizon League. Sorry, you have Youngstown State Penguins, the Ivy League, Princeton Tigers, the Metro Athletic Conference, Atlantic Athletic Conference, Iona Gale. Mid-American Conference is Toledo Rockets, and the Mid-Eastern Conference, guess who it is? Them Howard Bisons. Them Bisons, yeah. So, just ran over a lot to you guys, but I want to know, you know, who do you guys see with a stronghold? Treek, you lead us off. You know who I'm going with. I'm going with the same team I've always. Yes. So.
I think Houston. Kansas looking good. I mean, I you know, I said Kansas in the beginning. I'm sticking with Kansas.
All right.
I mean, they looking amazing right now. I mean, what they say, amazing. Houston
amazing.
Is good, too. And I mean, them out, but I'm sticking with Kansas.
Okay. Well, yeah. Purdue done touched my bones, so I'm rocking with Purdue. You know. Let's bring my Cap. Man Cap in. What it do, Cap?
Cap.
Yo, what up, the Carter family?
What's up, family?
What up? Let me try this. I'm gonna try the tang joint. What up, Kirby? What up, Lou? What up, Lady T? What up, 007-57? Tang, Kel. Who else on that joint? That's all I got.
That's it?
No, but that was it? Okay, cool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but
no,
I'm leaning over there.
You can paint with a broad brush and say online corner crew. You can paint with a broad brush.
Oh, yeah, Allie. Yes, sir. Yeah, my Betty and them, for sure. Online corner crew. Yeah, got that. But I'm leaning with Houston. Look like a couple grown men over there. But if Sasser,
hey.
I don't know what's up with the Sasser injury.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that might hurt them. But my sleeper, I got a sleeper though. My sleeper is Marquette.
Okay.
My man,
okay.
Yeah, my man Shaka Zulu, man. He know how to get them boys. He know how to get the most out of everybody.
I ain't gonna sleep on them too.
Yeah,
they're pretty cool. But like you say, Kansas look unbeatable. And you know, they say in Duke, you know, Purdue's crazy, but Duke, you got to watch Duke too. They came on late, but they got enough to get to at least the 16 or the 8.
Mm. Okay.
I was listening to somebody yesterday, and they were saying, keep your eye on Duke. I mean, we know Shusesi is gone. They don't have all the blue chippers as usual, but he said the way they just grew together and coming on, you know, together, you just got to keep an eye on them.
I'm going to have to keep my eye on them because they fell off for me for a minute because they didn't lose 6 games.
Right.
So.
Exactly.
All right, I'm going to keep my eye on them. I'm going to keep my eye on Duke. Okay.
You know, you need is good for 3-4 weeks. Good 3-4 weeks,
mm-hmm.
You can get hot. And,
That's true. That is true.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true. All right, let's go to the man that texted me after the show last week and said Kansas should be number one. Come on, Ted. What's happening?
Hey,
Ted.
I didn't say they. Hey, what's going on, Kel Corner family? Hey, thanks
what
for.
Up, Ted?
Hey, you got it. Hey, you took the introduction. Thank you, sir. How's everybody doing, y'all?
All right.
And I like
great.
That affirmation. Good. I like that affirmation. Amazing, y'all. That's so true, man. We got to keep positive, and we got to just quit complaining about things. We got to be grateful. You know?
Amen.
We're living and breathing. We wake up in the morning,
okay.
You know?
We think
things might get tight, hey, but we able to make our bills, you know? So let's be grateful.
No doubt.
But I didn't say Kansas. Indeed. I didn't say Kansas is supposed to be number one. I said they should not be number one. They gave them a good favor because their record is 27-7. Okay, they got them ranked number one. And then you got Duke is not even that far behind them. They 26-8. Okay, and they ranked five, I believe. But then it's this other team that's ranked 27-7 like them, but it's USC Santa Barbara. I don't know how their schedule was. You know, that also varies too, but they're 27-7 also. And it's another decent team. They get pretty low down, but they got a better record than Marquette than Kansas. So anyway, they gave Kansas, I'm going to say, a favorable edge, okay? Which I told y'all, they got a rich alumni. You know, they feel that that's it. They feel that they the basketball gods because James Naismith, the creator of the game of basketball, you know, coached there and stuff. So, anyway, they look okay. Like Mark, that's Marcus, right? This Marcus on?
No, that's Cap.
Cap, I'm sorry. Houston, like you say, Houston, you got to look and see what's going on with Sasser. You know, he might be hurt. But Alabama, everybody's healthy, and they looking like the front runner to me as far as Alabama. He's definitely correct about Duke, but Duke got to meet Purdue. If it pans out, if both of them keep winning, they're going to meet up in the, I think that's 16. 2, 4, 6. Yeah, this Sweet 16. But Kentucky not looking bad neither. They looking decent too. They having a good stretch. Okay, a good run. Like you say, you get hot coming in the tournament. That's all it takes. You know, the season is out the window. It's out the window. It's like, hey, it's one and done. You know, and that's it. So Kentucky and Calipari got some photos. He always has some form, and they got that big boy that's the center. If he stay out of foul trouble, because he be muscling people, you know. So so we see how they do. But Arizona, you got to look at them. Baylor, I'm not too confident on Baylor. Illinois, I picked them, but I know they're going to lose, you know. You got to look out for Gonzaga. But you got to look out for Gonzaga. But the thing is, the way they got it, man, these teams going to meet up in the Sweet 16. That's going to be pretty much the Final Four, the Sweet 16 round, because you got Gonzaga meeting UCLA, if it pans out, you know. UConn,
and they got the same record,
yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and look, they 20, and so they, it's crazy.
28-5.
UCLA should have been better than, should have been ranked number one. They 29-5. Kansas 27-7, and Kansas number one in that region. So you know, you know, so but it's gonna be a good NCAA tournament, especially Sweet 16. Xavier is my sleeper. I like Marquette too. I like Marquette, I like Shaka, like you say. But if it pans out, they would have to meet Kentucky, and then they would have to meet, you know, in Purdue or Duke in the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the eight, not the Final Four. I'm sorry, in Elite Eight. So it's gonna be good. I
was gonna say, you took the words right out of my mouth, Ted. It's gonna be good.
Woo! And heartbreak. One already a game I'm watching. They watch. Excuse me, watching these games, man, trying to watch all these games. And at one point, somebody lost by 1 point. And they had the ball, and they lost it, but they threw it away. And they had it, and the press was on them, and they threw it away, and then the team got the ball, and then they scored, and they lost by 1 point. I can't think of what team that was, but that was so heartbreaking. But yeah, it's
got
heartbreaking.
Out of there too, by
Virginia.
The
Virginia
Mama just got out here with the 10-18.
Was that Virginia camp?
Yeah.
Virginia lost to Furman, yeah.
Yeah, Virginia lost to Furman.
Thank you. Yep. And it's like, man, what are y'all doing? Yeah, okay. I can go on and on, but I better digress. Cause
let's go to the brother that names everybody. Brother Ted, Tang. What's up, Tang? Damn, boy.
What's up, Tang?
Hey, man. Captain already did it. What's up, brother Ted? What's up, big brother?
You got it,
hey. What's up the whole Kale's Corner family? Because I ain't going to do a roll call because Captain already knocked it out of the box. I've been catching up on it a little bit. Hey, Mama, I love you. Hey, look, right? And I've been catching up with everything. I love you too, Dad. I've been catching up with everything here and there. And the team that I did pick was the team that Ted and Cap said at the beginning, too, was Houston. I'm going to go with Houston. They look pretty strong as long as that boy can get himself back in there and play. Hey, man.
Yeah.
And like Ted say, I can tell now. I was listening to Ted. I was like, shit, Ted got this college down pack. I'm just going to go ahead and let him rock with it. Ted, you can keep on going for me because you wanted to keep going on and on.
Man.
I do feel sorry for Howard. I'm happy for Howard that they was, you know, got to get in and play. I was sad that they had to play Kansas on that first go around because I knew how that was going to go. You know what I'm saying? But team, I'm happy for Howard University. Go Bison.
Yeah, they building. They building right
now.
Yeah,
they are.
You know,
and they are. It was good that they got in there, big bro. You're right. They built.
Right. And let's not forget, there was a time when Houston was where Howard is right now. So. Congratulations to them because it's earned and it's deserved. But let's not, feel too much pity for them because the boys, they playing good ball. And as a unit, if they can keep everybody together, sky's the limit. The sky is the limit. So congratulations to them. Let's take another call.
You cannot.
Go ahead, say that.
How y'all doing?
What it do? What it do?
Good, everybody.
Hey.
Yeah. Working, Not bad. What's the topic?
NCAA.
College basketball. Yeah, NCAA. Who's your team that you feel is showing they moxie that might take it all?
I really don't have no team, but I know the dudes at work. Some dude at work told me to put my money on some team called Ori Roberts or something like that. I really don't know too much about him though, but he's.
Oh Lord!
Yeah, he told me put some money on them that they'd make
don't
like they go far. I'm like, nah. He said that they go to like the Sweet 16 or something. I don't really know what he was saying because I really don't watch college basketball anyway. How it is?
Okay.
But
right,
he was saying
right.
Just put money on them that they could go to like the Sweet 16 or like one of them little fairy tale teams or something like that. That's gonna be this year.
That's
what he was basically saying.
Okay. So you gonna roll with Oral Roberts at least to the 16.
Right.
If I'm taking his advice, yeah, I'm going to put some money on that.
Well, they play Duke first. They play Duke first now. That's their first game is Duke.
Let me see what Oral Roberts doing.
They 30-4.
But Duke, I don't know why Duke doesn't provoke the fear that they used to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Teams come in and actually believe they can whoop, not just beat, whoop Duke. So I don't know why they just don't provoke the fear in other teams like they used to. Some might say it's the new coach. you know, it's college basketball as it goes. There's more parity throughout the NCAA. All schools are getting attention now and having a chance to compete or what? I can't put my finger on it exactly, but I do see the little of its luster.
Well, yeah, because they've been bitten by the one and done. I mean, Jason Tatum went there 1 year. Zion went there 1 year, you know, and gone. 1 year and gone. You know, so a lot of players come there and they're going after their first year. But like Cap say, they've been having a good run, and they white boy, you know, they had to put him on the bench. They big center. He had been playing well. They put him on the bench, but then when they brought him back in for the ACC tournament and all that stuff, he been playing good. And then you got Roach from this area. Roach went to Paul VI. I want to say Paul VI or either DeMaster. I can't. It's either those two, one of those schools. But he's from this area, and he's a floor general, you know. So
okay.
And they got a nice young new coach. Their coach is decent. So I think Duke going to beat Oral Roberts. So I think so. I think Duke could get past them. But that's not a bad, a bet if you betting the odds. You know what I'm saying? Oral Roberts, that wouldn't be a bad bet to bet the odds. You know, so, but
I think Duke going to get them. They 18-0 in their conference. They 30-4 overall. They 16-0 at home, and they 11-4 away.
Mm-hmm.
So they pretty good.
Good numbers.
Them some good numbers.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And they're in the Summit League.
Right.
You know, they don't get a whole lot of airtime.
But also, you got to look at their balance of schedule and who they play. I mean, what type of teams they play. But like I say, that's a good one. And they could be, you know, surprise people. So, you know, and that anybody can play, too. You get to put the ball on the floor. Let's just get it. You know what I'm saying? So, especially if they don't go and scare, you know, because Howard was a little scared at first. Someone was too big for him. Someone was still a little scared. But they played their heart out, but you know, Kansas was just too much for them, so
yeah.
All right. Come on in here, 57.
Yeah, because I've been listening to y'all ramble for the last 25 minutes about nothing. For real. You know. And now Captain's the been. Hey, Ted, how you doing, man? I have to speak to you now if I don't speak to nobody else. Hey, Ted.
Hey, what's going on, sir? How you doing, 57?
I can't wait. I cannot.
Pretty good, sir. Amazing, sir. I'm doing amazing. Anyway. Actually, as far as the season goes, it's been four teams that have played the same way all year, and that's been good. Alabama, Houston, who sis was really with Houston at the beginning of the year. Houston,
yeah.
Kansas, and UCLA. Those four teams have maintained throughout the year their dominance or their, I don't know what the word to use, but they played the same way all year long. Cap was right. Duke is the hottest team right now coming into the tournament. Oral Roberts doesn't have a chance. I know their record is 30 and whatever, but you got to look at the strength of schedule and who they play to get to that point. You know, their in-conference games, you probably can't call a team that was in their conference. You probably don't know who was in their conference. I know I can't really, right off the top of my head, call out any team.
San Diego State,
I have
North Dakota State. Western Illinois,
yeah,
South Dakota State, Kansas City, Denver, North Dakota, Omaha, St. Thomas.
You know, those are not big-name teams. Only San Diego State did make the tournament, you know, and they did have a good record. But I got UCLA playing. I got Arizona State beating Gonzaga to play UCLA.
Ooh.
But I got UCLA playing Kansas, and Kansas playing Houston, and Houston going, I got Houston going to the Sweet 16 from that side of the bracket. The other side of the bracket, I got Duke beating Purdue. I got Duke beating Purdue. I got Marquette beating USC and playing. I got Kansas State. I got Kansas State beating Montana State and Providence beating Kentucky. Kentucky hasn't impressed me this year. I know everybody's talking about Calipari, but they really haven't impressed me this year. You know, so that's what I look at. I look at, for real. You know, until the tournament started. But in the final four, I got Duke against Alabama and Kansas against Houston. And then I got Alabama and Houston playing for the title and Houston winning. You know, to me, Houston has been the most dominant team in this, even though they lost a few games and their boys on the bench. But I think, you know, we got to see how they're going to look when they play tomorrow. See how they, when they come out and play. But I'm still with UCLA looks good. UCLA looks real good.
They do. They really do.
Okay. I'm going with
that. That was my first initial pick in the beginning, UCLA.
I remember that. I remember that. Mm-hmm. And I was against you until I started watching them play, you know, because down here I get to see a lot of West games from the West Coast, you know, and UCLA looks good.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, okay. I got to put my eyeball on them.
Let me say this real quick. Darius, don't waste your money, bro. Don't put your money on Oral Roberts, bro, please.
But,
that's a waste of your money, bro.
You talking about you was hearing jib-jab. You said everything we said, bro. So you was hearing some good news. That's what you was hearing. But you're right.
I can't give you all that, Ted. I can't give you all that.
I didn't even say me.
When I say you, Ted, I mean everybody in general. When I say you, I don't mean you.
Well,
I mean the general you.
Y'all got to understand, it's not good news unless 57 himself says it. So he can come on and repeat everything you say.
I'm not like you, Kel. I'm no way like you, Kel.
It's not good news.
Come on. Kel's going to take his ball and go home. Mute you and everything. I'm not like that.
Never that.
For the record, I got Alabama, though.
The court was my home, so I ain't take the ball and go nowhere.
But Ted and I did disagree. Ted and I disagreed on a couple of things, you know. Like I believe I'm with Cap Marquette. Everywhere Chaka Smart goes, his team wins. And I was with Cap on that. I took Marquette, you know. So we disagreed on a few things, but overall, we all row in the same boat.
And that's true. But see, I'm looking at, and I had Michigan State against USC, but I was perplexed on that. But I'm looking at Tom Izzo. You know, I'm on the coach factor on that part. You know, but the coach
they
don't
barely
play.
Made the tournament, Ted. They made the tournament.
You're right. And like I say, the coach don't play. But they still got them ranked above USC or USC 22-10. They got a better record. See, like I say, the way this NCAA put these brackets together, man, it be some thing to it.
It's weird.
Conspiracy theory with them, man, for sure.
They go on who the coach is. I'm like, y'all look who the coach is, all of this different stuff. You're right, Ted. You're right.
With the alumni paying the most money, you know.
Hey,
I got Miami going to the Sweet 16.
It's recorded, Ted.
Oh. I ain't scared.
All
right.
No, that's
I said
right.
It.
I know that's right.
All right, y'all. All right, y'all. That's the NCAA. So with everything said, I'm feeling like we're going to be viewing a great championship run for whoever takes it all. You know, we're going to view a great basketball tournament. So NCAA, don't disappoint us. Let us see you and do your thing. All right? All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick one. 563-999-3782. NBA news when we get back. All right?
Break them.
Me a drop top, and if I hit the switch, yeah. All right, y'all. We're going to open this NBA talk with a quick statement from Ja Morant. As we all know, some of us may not, the NBA suspended Ja for 8 more games on top of the 5 that he's already missed. And the NBA,
no, that's
NBA,
not true.
Said,
that's not true, Kel.
Come
well,
on, Ted. Tell me what they said. Tell me what they said.
They gave him eight, but his 6 games is served, and so all he got to do is serve 2 more games. He eligible to play. I think
March
Wednesday.
20.
So I can't
Monday.
Say that, but they all time. You know, they gave him
coming
time served for the 6 games.
Is it Monday?
Yeah,
I thought
Monday.
It was Sunday. He coming
Monday.
Back Monday.
Monday.
I don't know
Monday.
What day it is, but and then they say he might not even play that day. That's his choice, but he's eligible after 2 more games because they say the 6 games is time served, and so they deducted that from the 8.
That's
so
good.
He still got to say be suspended 8 games altogether. It's gonna be 8 games.
Yeah, those games that he was sitting out. He's not getting paid for. He was gonna get. Pay, he was getting paid for those games, but now he's not gonna get paid for those games that he set out. So he has 2 more games to serve without pay, and then he's eligible to be back on the team's roster.
Okay, the NBA put out a statement saying it was irresponsible, reckless, and potentially very dangerous for Ja Morant to live stream himself. Holding a gun in a nightclub near Denver. We've all said it a million and one times, sooner or later you're going to stick your hand in that trap and it's going to catch you,
Yeah.
Sooner or later you ain't going to be quick enough to get up out of that. So, I really hope Ja's statement about, changing his persona and not letting these last few images that we have of him be the thought on Ja Morant. So I hope the young man gets the help that he needs and he's really able to turn his career around. Because, hey, we all love a feel-good story, and it would be a feel-good story to see this young man turn his life around and concentrate on basketball. Leave them dudes in the hood alone, man. Leave it alone. You're not one of them. So leave it alone and move on.
I think Ja Morant has, when he sat down with Jalen Rose and he had that conversation with him, some of the questions that Jalen Rose was asking him kind of hit him hard. Like, hit home for him. So I think this has really, brought him down to reality to say, hey, I am not invisible. This can be taken away from me at any time. Let me calm down. Let me just get back to doing basketball and just basketball things. I think that he's really learned his lesson with all of this that's going on right now. I really do, because he's taking full responsibility for all of his actions, not a part. Like, he's not trying to make excuses, like nothing. He's taking full responsibility for everything. So you can't ask for nothing better than that from a young man at 23 years old. You can't ask for nothing better than that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Go ahead, Pastor. I was about to say.
You know, and I know it's just a choice of words that we use. And like Sis said, you know, his PR people, I give them credit because he said all the right things today. He's doing everything that needs to be done. They probably asked the NBA to suspend him for a few games. Let's go the whole measure. Let's do it all. You know, we need to revamp. You know how you get one little incident can start rolling down the hill, and before you can catch a hold of it and stop it, so a couple of other things happen along the way? I think that's what happened with him. I think this was one incident, and some things just start rolling down the hill, and before he could catch it, everything was out on the media. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I don't like the words "turn his life around," because he just made one mistake. It wasn't like he was a deviant out there constantly doing stuff. He made a mistake.
That's true.
So all he needs to is correct his mistake, be true to what he said he's going to do, and just play ball and be a good citizen in the community. Because, brother, your money and your family's welfare is dependent on this money that you're bringing in. And you're about to sign a max contract eventually. You don't want them to use this to keep you from giving you the money you deserve. So just
Don't you remember when John Wall first came into the league and everybody was doing the Dougie? Boom, boom. Everybody was doing the Dougie.
Yep.
Dougie, because it was John Wall and everybody just looked up to John Wall. That's John Morant right now. Like, everybody doing that little two-step thing that he do. I can't remember the name of it, but everybody doing that little dance that he do, everybody is really looking up to see what he's going to do next. And it got to be something positive. It has to be, because if not, he's going to fall on his face, and they're going to try to strip everything from him. And just Mom Betty is saying, let him play. He would be playing if he was a lighter complexion. He would be playing off back already. So, I mean, I agree with that 100%, but he is who he is. We can't change his color. He's going to have to just do better.
Yeah.
That's all. He got to make better decisions.
Well,
I don't know.
I
appreciate Mom Betty's opinion. I think anybody with the gun would have gotten the same treatment. You know, I'm not disagreeing with her. You know, that's my opinion. That's my opinion. That's all. You know, I think anybody else would have gotten the same treatment and everything out of what he did. So it was something else I was getting ready to say, but I'm getting so old I can't remember shit. Nothing.
I think what is happening with him is necessary for it to go just the way it's going. Like it was stated, his publicity team have put all the right words into play. So now it's his effort. It's what he does, as Tree stated, that will, because all this stuff, it'll be remembered, but if you're playing good, it'll be forgotten. Seriously.
Yep. It'll be forgotten. Chris Webber had to leave D.C.
Chris Webber had to leave D.C. And there are numerous players who had a bad a stigma on their name and were able to get back to what it is we love them for. So, I think Ja is headed in the right direction. He's taking the time to actually figure the problems out. So many times guys will say, I'm okay, I'm fine, I'm good. And then a little bit later on, we hear some other nonsense. you know, the receiver that played with y'all, 57, and then went with Tom Brady. I don't know why his
Antonio
name
Brown.
Is right. Antonio Brown.
Antonio
Thank
Brown.
Antonio Brown. We all thought, okay, he has himself together, and then another YouTube or Facebook Live or something else would come up until people were just like, you know what, he a knucklehead, and I'm tired of him. So I don't want people to get to that point with Ja because the dude is an excellent talent. He's an exciting talent. So I hope he really does get himself together and he takes advantage of the help that's being offered to him.
Yeah.
I still to
I'm
this
just,
day.
I'm just glad he got 8 days. I'm just glad he got 8 games suspension. He could have got the rest of the year. He could have got those 50 games. He could have got a whole bunch of things. If could have happened to him. All those things could have happened.
Yeah.
But they said, let's do 8 games. We'll suspend him. Don't give him no pay. And he can live without those 8 games. He could still function. He could still pay his bills. He could do all of that without those 8 games.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it won't hurt him. So he can move on from this. He can move on from this.
Yeah.
Like, if he makes better decisions, move on like it never happened.
Right, right. We say, in street terms, he got a slap on the wrist. You know, he got a slap on his wrist, and I'm glad that, and I'm sure that the officials are letting him know what could be, and I'm pretty sure that is what has turned him around, as far as wanting and not wanting to do certain things. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And I hope we see nothing but positive things from this young man at this point.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm tired of all of the extra. I'm tired of it. Play ball, bro. You have the life that millions with talent and without talent want. You have that life. Don't take it for granted. Do not. Because the NBA will prove to you that you ain't nothing but another dude to them. Go ahead, Cal.
Mm-hmm. I know it's off topic. It's more like a breaking news thing. You got 2 seed playing a 15 seed. Princeton just cut it to 3 with 6 minutes left. They're playing Arizona.
Yeah. I got to tell you, like me, I'm sitting here with 3 TVs in front of me. I'm like, man, come on now.
Ain't Princeton one of those teams, y'all, that just always sneak
always.
Up and amazes you? They just it's sneak
the,
up and amaze you.
It's fundamental ball.
They always
That's
play
it.
Fundamental ball.
Yeah.
Fundamental ball.
And that kind of game
PD Carrillo
can mess a bunch of superstars up. They're not used to guys who pass the ball, crisp passes, cut. And that can mess a superstar team up because they almost got up when we had Patrick Ewing. Preston came in and almost derailed us going to the championship with that cut.
Yeah,
the
back door cut. And then the back door cut.
Yep.
Petey Carrillo.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks for that update, Cap. Thanks for that update. We're staying in the NBA. Damian Lillard opens up on the current state of basketball, and he's discouraged. He says that he does not enjoy what the NBA is becoming. He does not enjoy what the NBA is coming. And when asked what exactly did he mean, he spoke on all the self put together teams by the players and you know, how teams are now able to become dominant with 3 or 4 super all-stars on their team running through the NBA. I just want to ask, does anybody else feel that way? Do you guys see it that way? Or are you okay with the current state of the NBA?
I've been felt that way.
Yeah, I've been felt that way, too.
There's a bunch of babies out there. They can't win, and then they start crying, and things don't go their way, and they keep crying, and then they finally get over there with whoever they want to play with. That's what it's been like for the last 10 years, really, man. I mean, even though we saw a little bit of it in the early days, but, like, right now, it's just ridiculous to me. Don't nobody stay loyal to their team, man.
When would y'all say that this started? Because to me, in my mind, it started with the Celtics. When Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, and that's just my mind. When do you say
it started with the Lakers? It started with the Lakers when Love and Karl Malone and the big ship and went down to L.A. to try to win.
Yeah. I got the Rockets. Yeah. I got the Rockets starting.
Yeah.
Who you had with the Rockets, Cap?
Charles Barkley went over there.
He was just one guy, though, that went there.
Scottie Pippen.
That's all he was chasing.
No, Pippen, Barkley. Yeah. Pippen, Barkley went over there with Dream.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, that's why I said it started a little bit back then. But now it's just out of hand because.
But Pippen and Barkley was after the L.A. thing, though. They were after the L.A. Karl Malone joint. That's what they went. They really went. When they went there, it was like, it was after that. It was about five years after
Detroit,
that.
Let's say Detroit with Mark McGuire when Isaiah went and got his boy Mark McGuire and got rid of Adrian Dantley. You know, because Mark was playing with Dallas. And when he went to Detroit, that's when they won. That's when they got over that hump and won them two championships.
I thought we were talking about when three or four got together and went to I'm sorry. My plight.
No, that's correct. Yeah, a monopolizing move. Not just, and I understand what you're saying, Ted, because that move did boost the Pistons to where Isaiah wanted it to. But we're talking about...
That was a hatred move.
We're talking more of
a dominant move, like four people went with the one team. And that was a late...
I could dig that, what y'all saying, you know, more than one player, this and that. But, you know, they won a championship with that trade. And they got other...
They would have won a championship with Adrian Dantley, but Isaiah Thomas didn't like Adrian Dantley. And that was a problem, so he even got his
boy.
They
did win it that year. They tried to win it, but Lakers beat them.
They won a championship with Mark McGuire on the team. Look it up, sis. They won a championship with Mark McGuire on the team.
They won two.
Let me ask you a question. Why is it where Isaiah... Hate just follows him in every aspect of his career. Jordan hated him.
Nasty dude.
Because Isaiah talked that trash and didn't care about none of them. That's what Isaiah was.
Yep.
He didn't care about none of them. He said what he wanted to say to all of them. That's why Jordan didn't let him on the ring team. Because
he
didn't care.
No,
yep.
Exactly.
Yep, it was his idea to come up with, let's beat Jordan up when he comes down the lane.
Exactly.
That was his idea.
Yeah.
Let's walk off the court and everything. That was his idea.
But
Isaiah
never kissed
nobody's ring.
Exactly.
He never kissed nobody's ring. He had his own thing, and I love that about him.
Me too.
He don't kiss nobody's ring.
I love his game.
Because if we're talking about a dominant, like, two, three people going to one team to make it like a super team, that started with the Lakers. Like what Ted is saying, one person was traded, you know, was traded out. I mean, one person get traded all the time, you know,
all the time.
Like Kevin Durant, one person got traded over there, like that. That don't make them a dominant team. I'm talking about when two, three, a whole team get traded to one team, basically.
Right.
And then they dominate throughout.
I said that Kevin Durant wasn't a good one. Good analogy because he went to a dominant team They would have already won it again without him.
But that's so what I'm saying, Kane. Like one person going over to that one team, like making it a super team, didn't happen.
That's
like
just
that's
a trade.
What we're talking about one person. Yeah, one person.
Yeah,
trade
yeah,
a trade
feel,
right. to make it like that.
I
was just saying like that.
Yeah, I feel you, but that's all of it is the same to me. I don't care if it's one, two, or three. They went to go get the ring.
Okay.
That's what the whole purpose
okay.
Like the Wizards did.
I'm with you, Ting. I'm with you.
Like the Wizards did
okay.
with Detroit. Our whole damn team went to Detroit, and they won.
Uh-huh.
You know, Ben Wallace, Rasheed Wallace,
but
Rip Hamill.
You know why that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan brought that North Carolina to D.C., man, and that's what traded. He knew that Rick Hamilton and them and Ben Wallace and them, they wasn't going to be no yes man to him at the end of his career. They was going to say what they had to say. They already knew what he had did to Manny, man. They just wasn't going to go for it, man, because them guys going to be boisterous in the locker room. But Jordan was able to go to the top man to make sure that happened.
Mm.
So that's all that was, man. When he bought Stack, you read Stackhouse's book, he tell you.
Yeah, he hated
that was the worst thing he ever did was come here to play for Jordan.
Yeah.
He said he wished he did not do that. He said it messed his whole career because he had to do everything that Jordan said. Because
and that was
he
was one
the
of
boss
my favorite players.
And he was the boss in the court.
Sidebar, when Emmanuel went to the Wizards game the other night, the game that y'all were at, Tree, he wore my Stackhouse Wizards jersey.
Come on, man.
To that game, yeah.
Yes, indeed. That was my favorite player.
This game went down when he came in, man.
He was underrated.
I know Rat.
He was underrated down here, man. He was underrated as hell down here. Now who going to stay on topic now?
I'm on topic. I'm with you. I'm with you. I thought I was muted. My bad.
Do y'all know he coached Vanderbilt?
Yeah.
Stacker.
I mean, he be coaching.
They should have got in the tournament, man. They should have got in. There was one game from getting in. They could have.
They had a rough schedule.
They did.
They had a rough schedule. And Ward Dixon, he out now. Like he was at Coppin State. Like now he out. He don't know how to keep his hands to himself with the boys.
Mm-hmm.
So he out.
Hey, listen.
Are you serious?
You can take a Bama out of Baltimore.
She told me that.
Take a Bama out of Baltimore, but you can't take the Baltimore out of Bama. I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
Can't do it. Can't do it. I don't care where you put them. Okay.
Yeah, but you can't be messing with nobody, little son. You can't. If you a man, that's a boy. Don't do that.
Yeah.
That's a boy. I mean, that's
don't do that.
A boy, Damien. That's a boy.
Lil Penny got Memphis in the... Lil Penny got Memphis in the middle of it. Memphis got a good team.
Do.
Lil Penny doing a good job.
Yeah, he is. He's doing a great job.
I like Penny. I like Penny. Love little Penny. But I really like
Penny
Hardaway. I think when Shaq left them, that really hurt his career because he tried to do too much and be that dude and that only dude. So I think that hurt him for real. All right,
y'all.
Before you go to the NBA, did the Michigan get in it? They didn't get in it either?
I don't think Michigan made it, but hold on. They didn't make it.
Michigan was in the NIT. They were in NIT.
They were in the NIT.
So they didn't even make the NC. Okay, then.
They lost their last game of the year, bruh. The game that they needed to win to get in, they lost.
Oh, man. Okay.
And I believe they lost the game yesterday, too.
The NIT game, I think you're right, Ted.
All right.
Jawan Howard just ain't a great coach.
The NBA put out the top five title contenders. We all know as the number one of that list is the Bucks, number two the Suns, number three the Warriors, number four, the Celtics, and number five, the Clippers. The Clippers. And it is amazing to me, with all of the talk that we hear about Westbrook supposedly messing that team up and not being a good pickup with them, they're still number five on the top five contenders list of the NBA.
Because
so
he actually listens to Paul George, and Paul George is his man. He really does listen to him. Paul George put him in the right position, man. I was happy he went over there, honestly.
Yeah.
He played a good game last night.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he did. I mean, rebounding.
He played a smart game.
Yes. Going to everything. He did it all last night. And that's why I was like, why does Skip Bayless dog the man like he does? You know?
He don't like him. He don't like him, man. He just don't like
him. Yeah, he don't like
him. Say whatever to him.
Yeah.
That's why.
Because he got the bad knock back in Oklahoma City when they thought, you know, he messed up Kevin Durant and them, and he was the reason why Kevin Durant wanted to leave Oklahoma City and this and that. But like I discussed with you, Kel, that was a young team, you know, and that was only their first 3 years together, and they had went to the finals.
I'm gonna say this: watching the move that Kevin Durant has made during his career, I wouldn't feel totally confident putting that on Westbrook alone. Kevin Durant likes to move. We see that now.
You can't put on Westbrook because, you know, also hard, you could. Like you say, Westbrook going to give you his 110, 100, and he going to give it all.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that, and he's trying to make a complete game, but like I said, like last week or a couple weeks ago, that he just needs to concentrate on doing what he did in Houston as far, and not really worry about scoring, get his assists, get his rebound and stuff like that, you know, and get your points as far as like he did the other day. He got a rebound, picked it up with the left-hand finger roll, you know. Give him that energy, you know, give him that energy. And when he got a driving lane, push it like that. But don't do too much and like, make them turnovers. That's what gives him a bad name and people be talking about. But he's going to give you 110%. And like you say, he's in a good position. This, as long as he don't try to do too much, just do what he did the other day. Play Russell Westbrook ball, you know what I'm saying? And don't think about your shot, bro. And don't even try to shoot no 20-footer. If the only time you shoot that is a 15-footer, whatever, when you're at the free throw line. You know? And when you,
can I say
when
something
you
about
baskets,
Kevin Durant?
Come on.
Let me tell you, I'm going to say this. This is my opinion. Ain't got nothing to do with Kale's Corner. This is 57's opinion. So won't nobody get on Kale's Corner for this. Kevin Durant is a sorry team player. He's not a leader. He only wants to go to a team where he does not have to be the man, where they can say he's our leader. He's the reason why we didn't win. He goes to teams where someone else has to be the head, where all he has to do is shoot the ball. And if you watch him play, Kevin Durant only passes up that ball when he can't get off a shot. But if there's any room at all, he's shooting the ball. And if you watch every team he goes to, Golden State, he came here to Brooklyn. Now he's going out to Phoenix. He ain't got to be the leader there. Somebody else can take the heat. And that's what he loves. Kevin Durant, I'm glad he didn't come to D.C. I'm glad he came, but out there where he is.
Yes, sir. Thank you, 57.
My only thing with that, I don't want him at the end of his career when he's on his world tour trying to come to D.C. And we all know now I'm with you, Tang. Tommy Shepard makes some good moves. He has made excellent moves. But I don't want the Ted Leonsis influence. I can fill the arena. I can sell more hot dogs, more sodas. I don't want that to influence the decision. You know what I'm saying? By bringing him here at the end of his daggone career.
I feel you. I don't think it's going to happen.
And can I get
about that?
I don't think we got to. I feel you, because that's what we used to doing. But I don't think we have to worry about that right now. He's actually sitting in the back and letting Tommy do what he's supposed to do with this team.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
Hey,
good.
Yes.
Can I give an update with Princeton in Arizona?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Ted.
Princeton 56, Arizona 55 with 24 seconds left. Princeton got the ball. That Princeton just got fouled with 21 seconds left. 21.7 seconds left. Princeton finna go to the line, and they also got the possession arrow in their favor.
Hey,
I'm you, boy, you gotta love the NCAA tournament, man.
Hey, I'm always about to say, that's why I watch it. What do they call it? Sir, that's why I watch it.
Hey, March Madness, baby.
March Madness. Come on.
I was watching Arizona, and Bill Walton, he was calling the game, and y'all know how Bill Walton be on them on that stuff, right? And stuff. So he was talking about one of these players. He was talking about one of the players from Arizona and the big strong dude. He was talking about he looked like Shrek. He didn't say he looked like Shrek, but he's talking about, he said, like, he mentioned the word Shrek. You know what I'm saying? He said, he reminds you of Shrek. And the dude said, man, I ain't going to touch that one, right? And Bill was trying to clean it up. Bill was trying to clean it up and talking about, well, you know, he looked like the Hulk. And then dude was like, oh, man. He says, no, like a superhero with his cape and come to the rescue. I was like, no, Bill, you just a messed up calling that. And I looked at the young man. He did look like Shrek, you know. But I'm like, Bill.
That's the whole thing. They ain't
going
to do nothing about it.
Oh, he was just still going. And I can't stand when Bill called a game. Arizona
if it was Brendan Haywood,
Princeton just beat
like
Arizona's butt.
It would be done.
Yeah, yes,
it would be done.
Number 15 knocked off number two. Hey, look.
Look at the people with their heads on their hands. Look at the people with their hand on their head.
Them Arizona fans sick.
They're going to be mean.
Big time. I like
March Madness.
That's why I love watching this thing.
Listen,
that's why
it's
called March Madness.
That's
it.
When he was down to
talk
about earlier, I said, nope, they not even on my radar.
Well, you know what? They was on mine. I got to mark them off. They just messed up that bracket.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Take them off.
Oh, man.
Hey, look, I had to go back and look because when Cap said Princeton, I was like, man, I don't even remember seeing Princeton in the tournament. Because I looked over them like, oh, they ain't got a chance. Now look.
Oh, yeah.
Arizona is crushed.
Come on, Kay.
They are crushed. Y'all, we're going to take a quick one. And when we come back, it's time for my man Cap and my man Ted to let us know about Baltimore and Chicago. Free agency. What's going on? What are they doing? All right. 563-999-3782 is the number. Pass it on to somebody. We'll be right back.
Yes. We don't own the right thing. Hey, JD, why you be saying, is that like, you just ain't walking this up, you just say,
Come on, bounce to this. Come on. Grab my rag, wearing so do that. Lord, wash the door, sad. Never leave the house without it. That's what I'm looking for. They know just what I want to need. Keep a big bank roll in the bank. When it's time to go down, they say it's free. That's what I'm looking for. My roly wearing thug.
All right, that's what I'm looking for. All right, Ted, you come on running first. Give us what we're looking for. Ted, you with us?
Right. What happened to Ted? Take yourself off mute.
Ted,
all right, yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. Can you hear me?
I'm about to say Ted didn't do his homework. Uh-oh.
Hey, hold on, Ted. Hold on 1 second, Ted. Forgive me. We're going to let Rev T come in and do his thing. And then directly following that, it'll be Ted and then Cash. All right? So welcome to the corner, Rev. What's happening?
Hey, Rev T.
What's up, Rev? Oh, they asked me, how did you feel when you came out of the wilderness? Well, DMV Kale and Kale's Corner and Deaconess T and Deacon 57 and everybody who in Kale's Corner who ready to go to heaven. I've been not in the upper room, but in the dark room. Not for 40 days and 40 nights, but how that Bama, what's his name, Aaron Rodgers did 4 days in the dark room, and he said he was going to come out with the answer. And he said, J-E-T-S, something, Jets. That's what he's trying to say. He said he don't want to pack no more. He said he don't want that pack no more. He said he want to go jet ski and be free where it's cold at. You know what I'm talking about? But y'all, I just told y'all I've been in the dark room, and y'all, don't y'all hear this way say, Rev, you out of the dark room now. Ain't you going to ask me what made me get out of the dark room?
Uh-uh.
No.
Good. I thought you said that. Well, I was smoking in the dark room. I was smoking real good. And then I fell asleep. And then when I woke up, It was a red bucket there with a little Ewok in it, transforming into a Chewbacca. I think his name was Ezekiel or something like that. In the red bucket, he was coming out with an Ewok, and he started going ah, and I looked the hell over, and I dropped the reefer I had, and I got the hell out of it. Oh, also I got it because you know in the dark room,
who even says that anymore?
Right, make sure you have a bathroom. Make sure you have a bathroom when you go in the dark room. I forgot to make sure the dark room I was in was bathroom accessible. I tore that thing up. But anyway, though, I got to go. You know it's March and there's a whole lot of madness going on. Man, congratulations to the Howard Bisons. They lost today. They really got their ass whipped. But they played good for like maybe like the first half. But the last 2 minutes before halftime, Kansas put that thing on their ass and blew their mind. Congratulations to Maryland. They skipped the do-to-do, and they keep going on and try to get to the NCAA, the thing they call heaven. I got to go. Did I miss anything? I guess you wanted me to talk about somebody named Brisket or something like that. Son, don't you cook that on the grill or something like that? Or Jacob was in the Bible, but now, you know, now these days they call him Jacob. Yeah, I know about that, Bama. Okay, it was safe. It was safe. But listen here, before I go, it better work. And that Bama be hot, he better be hot, because if not, at the end of the day, the Washington Cabamas, they would have spent, let's see, let's calculate. Y'all ready? Let's go. Fitz Bama, $11 million. Wentz Bama, what was that, $28 million. They got out of, he still got about a good $10 million. And now they going to get this upper Bama $8 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did I say too much? Them people too their horn. It's March Madness. They want to eat right now. And I got to go, hey, lady, I'm going to give you a discount. You better leave me alone. Don't you see I'm on Kale's Corner right now? Y'all know who this is. Say it with me. The People's Hype Man and DC Hype Man. Watch with me. I'm going to go make me a brisket tonight, or Jacoby brisket, or brisket. What is it, Jacoby? Something like that. It better be good, though. Better be good.
Well, as long as you call him Washington backup quarterback, that's all that matters. That's
okay. What
you come out your mouth. The Washington backup quarterback.
Don't kill popcorn for donation. Do that.
Yeah. All right, come on, Ted.
Man, you stopped me for that. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
We
hear
you.
Yeah, I'm going to run it off. For today, man, we've been doing it all the way up to today. We agreed to a term. We signed quarterback P.J. Walker that played with Carolina. yesterday we acquired wide receiver DJ Moore, you know, when we traded that number one pick. And so we got the number 9 pick and the number 61 picks from Carolina. And we got a first round on the 2024, then a second round 2025 from the Carolina exchange. And then we agreed. Then we also on the 15th we agreed to terms with linebacker Tremaine Edmund for a 4-year contract. We agreed terms with linebacker T.J. Edwards for 3 years. We agreed to terms with the offensive line Nate Davis for 3 years. We agreed to terms with defensive line DeMarcus Walker. We agreed to terms with running back Travis Homer for 2 years. We signed fullback Kareem Blasgame to a 2-year contract extension. And these are the other players we have. We just signed them to extensions and stuff. Patrick Scales and offensive line Dito Elson, Iceland, whatever you ever pronounce his name. Contract for defensive back Josh Blackwell and defensive line Andrew Brown. And we released a couple of players. So, but yeah, that's how we looking, man.
Y'all ain't trying to not spending that money, dude.
I think we're going to make some more moves, though, too. But we made some lot of moves, man.
You signed who to
an extension?
Scales.
Because we were, oh, okay. Because I thought at one point, was he out there on the free agent market?
I don't know what he was on.
Oh, okay. Because I just remember seeing his name out there, that, you know, as a free agent.
I don't know. But I know we signed into a 1-year contract extension.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All
right. That's what's up. All right, Kat. Your turn, babe. What's up?
Well, hold on. You trying to take my homework, 57? You know what I'm saying? Fake I didn't do it.
No, he's trying to make sure you ain't, y'all ain't stealing none of his players. That's all he's doing.
Yeah, because you see, Ted, there's thievery going on in the middle of the night when we sleep, man. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm glad when the Ravens came along.
Because right now we
re-signed a long snapper, a backup running back, a backup corner. We lost Chuck Clark to the Jets. We lost Ben Powers, offensive lineman, to the Denver Broncos. Chuck Clark was a safety. Yeah. He went to the Jets. Lamar fiasco continues. They keep lying. Some of them offered all this money. He right back with the retorts like, no, that ain't true.
Right.
It's just, I'm clear. If Lamar is gone, I'm going. I don't care where he's going with Lamar. I'm sticking
to
that. I
know, that's right. They kind of blackball him, seems like, to me.
Yeah, man, I can't deal no. It's one thing to be racist. It's one thing to show that you feel what I'm saying? Like, you name me another MVP quarterback that got to beg for his money. Name me one other one. Name me one other one. I'll wait. I know we ain't got that much time. Listen, I'm trying to tell y'all, and this is the real deal. To be a face of a franchise and have his look, they like, man, I mean, we could take it or leave it. You feel what I'm saying? The locks, the tattoos,
cool.
the rap.
That ain't cool.
Oh, no,
I'm
cool.
Not just saying this
truth.
Because it's the Ravens. But I'm going to repeat the same thing I said the other day. In the last 2 seasons, he's been hurt and didn't get you to the playoffs where you needed to be. So as far as his highlight reels and him being he is a good quarterback. I ain't taking none of that from him. Now, I'm just going to throw some things out there. His highlight reels
are fantastic. But it ain't your turn, though, bro. Slow down.
Slow down.
Oh, I thought he was done. Everybody else was asking questions. I'm sorry, my bad. I know you don't want to hear nothing from me. I know you don't want to hear nothing from me.
Oh, no, not like that. You keep it real. I like that, but let me finish what I'm saying before you start throwing all your Pittsburgh scenario stuff out there.
My bad. You right.
Now, to go back to he was hurt the last two seasons. His offensive line, he has the worst offensive line the last four seasons as far as injuries are concerned. He's got third-string offensive linemen out there. He's got low-rated receivers, not even twos on some teams. He's waiting for them to get open. That's how he got hurt the last 2 years. He said, I ain't going to keep running. Let me wait. Oh, he ain't open. And then he's scrambling for his life and gets sacked. Now, last year, I believe he wasn't really that hurt. He could have played, but the contract was in there. You feel what I'm saying? He probably was advised, dog, no more out there. You ain't got your money.
He didn't want to get re-injured.
That's it.
Let
them see your work. Let them see your value. Let them see your work. 4-8 without you. 45-16 with you. Go ahead.
And I'm quick to say,
5-6,
last year was a feelings move, man. I believe he was in all of his feelings when he seen this quarterback sign, that quarterback sign, and the guaranteed money that they were offered, and he's feeling, wait, I'm better than all these dudes.
They ain't got to play.
You know, and then I'm sick and tired of hearing, his mother being one of his agents or being the main agent, you know, they got a call. I heard Rich Eisen and them the other night on NFL Network saying they got to call Lamar's mother. They actually have to call his mother. There's no buffer. There's no in-between. They have to call his mom. Well, she has proven that she can handle it. She has proven that she's ready for whatever comes her way with this negotiation. So,
but all the contracts she's done in the past, she's proven that she can handle the deal. Because she's gone in so many contracts for so many players. Just because she's the mother doesn't mean she knows what she's doing.
But the scale is set already, brother. The scale is already set.
Whatever, y'all.
The scale is set.
Hey, look, here's the deal. Here's the deal. If I can go to TNT Fashions and get something for $60. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Kang. I'm going to shut up. Go ahead. Y'all talk.
Ever since I heard when Big Bro came out, when they said that if they do trade them, they want them two first-round picks. Then let me know that he's the money, period. Forget all about how he didn't do this. That lets me know right there that he's worth it. Because if he wasn't, they wouldn't be asking for two first-round picks.
Facts.
Yeah.
They're trying to say is, you might be worth that, but we're not going to make the same mistake that Cleveland made and that Denver made. They the ones jumped out there and threw all this money at this guy, at these two guys, and now everybody's expecting us to do the same thing when really you haven't proven that you are worth that type of money. Ooh. Neither did those two guys. He hasn't. Hold on, Cap.
Okay.
I listened to you for a second. Let me ask you a question, Cap.
Okay.
And you know, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
No, sir.
Cap, what has this guy done for you other than a highlight reel, Cap? He did. Joe Flacco.
He's won 80%. He's won 80% of the games that he started, sir.
But
with low talent.
We almost got to the playoffs with no talent. You know, I'm just saying, almost and getting there is two different things. He's been with you for 3 years now, and he hasn't gotten you past the first round in the playoffs.
Because it's more than just him, sir. It's the stuff around you, too.
Okay. Well, then why would you spend all that money on just one guy when you need to build your whole team up? Why would you spend all that money on one guy?
Hello? Oh, go ahead, somebody. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
What's up, people?
Go ahead, 007.
Happy Thursday, y'all. 007 right here.
Happy Thursday.
What's up, 007?
What's up, 007?
Ain't look, I had to take a little break for a minute. No fake, just taking a break. Hey, look, check this out,
bro.
We don't want, in the Commanders Nation, we don't want Lamar Jackson. I think he a liability. And it goes by what 57 said, he has not really shown any, you know, anything really for us, to, you know, a team like my team to upgrade.
He won a unanimous MVP, sir. What do you mean he didn't show nothing?
Yeah.
I can't believe he about
this man. A unanimous MVP. Name all the quarterbacks that won unanimous. Y'all know what unanimous mean? Do you know what the word unanimous mean?
They voted for nobody.
Just,
three
you
or
just
four
fooled.
For
that means
put
you just fooled everybody. That's all that means.
For him to not have anyone assisting him out there, you have to look his work, his body of work, and say, yeah, that was great. No other quarterback would have done that with Baltimore. No other one.
That's not true.
Well, let me say the quarterback has been
no
drafted.
Line.
The quarterback that could have done that has not been drafted by anybody. I don't think Tom Brady, and we all high on Brady because Brady took the smallest amount on his contract. Man, we all agree. Robert Kraft was hitting Brady off underneath the table. He was hitting Brady off and to keep that salary cap low enough. So
nobody brought up Brady but you, bro.
No,
nobody brought up Brady but you.
Who had more talent? Tampa Bay or Baltimore?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Let's go.
Who had more talent last season? Tampa Bay or Baltimore last season? Who had more talent?
Tampa Bay did.
And they won, what, six games? Lamar was 8-3 before he got hurt. Okay.
Yeah.
They won six for the
he
year.
Didn't make it to the playoffs.
He was out.
Who did?
Because he said it
didn't make it to the playoffs.
So all I'm saying is this. I know, look, I can't convince y'all, and I'm not trying to. No, I'm not. I'm telling you exactly how I feel, sis. And I'm glad that 007 came in with the way he felt. This guy has not done anything but given us a highlight reel. And y'all can't dismiss us because we crack jokes like we're crazy or something because we don't agree with you. This guy has not done anything but presented a highlight reel. And one playoff game.
Listen, y'all didn't tell you how y'all feel, but the facts are the facts. That's all I'm saying.
And the facts are what we just stated. He hasn't gotten you past one playoff game since he's been there. He's been hurt for two seasons. Other than a highlight reel, he hasn't done anything but won an MVP.
I mean,
so, okay,
you're
asking
that man.
You're asking that man to push the
earth up a mountain. You're asking him by himself to push the earth up a mountain, and you can't do that.
I don't know what all of that, Kale. I don't know what all of that means. The cliches and stuff. I'm just talking in real terms and real facts. So
that
you know, well,
help.
Hey. You can't get any help for the team if you're going to give him $230 million.
007 said that the Commanders don't need him. He's a liability, right? He's a liability. But he's better than Heineke. He's better than J.G. Wentworth. He's better than all the quarterbacks that y'all ever had over there in the last 5 years. So if y'all was to get Lamar over there, it will be definitely an upgrade.
Especially with all our weapons being already signed. They're already signed. Your team is lacking excitement in a position, and that we all know that this player brings that excitement. Dude, come on, man. It ain't rocket science. It's not.
Did y'all see the playoff game against Buffalo when the guy
they got excitement,
the ball?
But they ain't got no wins, no playoff wins, but they got excitement.
Did you see the playoff game when we lost to Buffalo when the center couldn't even hike the freaking ball? I know you had to see it because the way you follow the Ravens, I know you had to see the center couldn't even hike the freaking ball. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah, I saw all of that.
Mom was crazy. That's Lamar's fault.
Y'all might win a
Super Bowl. Lamar's fault. That's Lamar's fault. Guy can't hike the ball. Guys, they let Orlando Brown go, the best offensive line we had.
But see, we're talking about how much money Lamar is worth and why he hasn't been signed yet. That's what we're talking about.
Well,
and that's what I'm saying the guy is not worth $230 million. It's not Baltimore's fault that
I never came up with a number. That
Cleveland gave $230 million to Watson, and that Denver gave $230 million to Russell Wilson. It's not their fault. It's not Baltimore's fault. They don't see the worth of that to give this guy that amount of money.
He's definitely worth more than $133 million.
And you know what? The jury is still out on Deshaun Watson. Still out on him.
We get the chance to see now what other teams think he's worth. Because now he's out there.
Yeah.
As of 4 o'clock today, he has the chance to negotiate with everybody else that's out there. So if he can get $230 million from somebody, go do it. Go do it.
I don't think he's asking for $230.
I'll give it to him.
I don't think he's asking for $230.
No, I'm just, he says he wants the scale. And everybody's saying that's what the new scale is.
Right, but the scale is the average. It's not the top number, sir. It's the average of the top quarterbacks.
Thank you for that, sir. Okay, saying, go out there. All I'm saying, Cap, is, with all due respect, Cap, all I'm saying is that I don't think he's worth what he might be asking for. But now he has the chance to go out there and see if any other teams. I'm not disputing what you're saying, Cap, because that's your player and your team. I'm just saying, if I was the owner of my team, I would not pay that guy that amount of money, especially when I got an adequate backup that can run the team, that I could spend a lot of that money on rebuilding my team or building my team up better. That's what I'm saying.
They just put him out there too.
Spend money anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Or nothing.
Put him out there. They just put him out there too, Huntley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's free.
He's a good quarterback.
He's
a good quarterback.
He's pedestrian.
He's a good backup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're going to see, though. We're going to see.
Backups. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well, hey, listen. Whoever gives him that money or near that money, I think that because they did it, they needed a quarterback of his caliber with his talent. So, you know, we can argue back and if he's worth it or if he's not. But the bottom line is, whoever he goes to, they needed that.
Mm-hmm.
They needed his caliber of play from their quarterback position. You know, I personally believe the man is a superstar. He's a standout player. I personally believe that. But, hey, I don't control no team. I'm not controlling no money for the team. So it's up to the team to see his value and his worth, because we all know Baltimore already knows it. They already know it because they want, again, 2 first-round picks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they didn't establish whether it was 2 this year or 1 this year, 1 next year. They didn't say. Only thing they said is, we want 2 first-round picks.
Mom Betty says, I think he is worth the money if he plays the quarterback position and the quarterback position only, not everybody else's position. That's what Mom Betty says.
Got you. I like that, Mom Betty.
Can I say one quick thing?
I like that, Mom Betty. But they
Baltimore won 2 titles.
They demanded.
Wasn't that 57?
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear everything. I was muffled. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Cap.
What I was saying is I like what Mom Betty said. The problem with the Ravens is they rely so heavy on them because we lack so much talent around them. You notice he keeps looking for Mark Andrews because Mark Andrews is guaranteed. We signed Deshaun Jackson. We signed Deshaun Jackson, Sammy Watkins twice, DeMarcus Robinson, all these has-been receivers. We drafted Boykin. He's no good. He's gone. We drafted Porche. He's a special teamer. We drafted Duvernay. He's a special teamer. You feel me? Like, come on. This is absolutely crazy. So he does this stuff. Yeah, he's got himself out there. You're susceptible to injuries when you're trying to do everything.
Can I ask this question?
Come on, 57.
Yeah, Ted. No, go ahead. Come on, 57.
All I was going to say is if there's one team out there that's proven over the years, and Cap knows, and so does my Betty, that you can win a Super Bowl without having a dominant quarterback, and that team is the Baltimore Ravens. They won two Super Bowls, and their defense did it for them. So if it was me, I would go with an adequate quarterback. You still got to, even if he signs this year and you give him all the money he wants, you're still not going to the Super Bowl. You still got to add some more pieces to your team. You still got to do some work. So you're going to have to. So what I'm saying is, instead of giving this guy all this money, go with your backup quarterback that's adequate. Go with your backup quarterback that's adequate and get the rest of the players that you really need. So your quarterback can be good. I don't think he's worth, but they need other pieces on that team before they can get to a Super Bowl. And if they give him $230 million, they're not going to have the money to get the other pieces that they need.
They can give majority of the pieces. True. And don't forget, they got draft picks. So they going to have enough money and draft picks to get what they need and still pay.
Where they going to get the draft picks from if they give him all that money? Where they going to get the draft picks from? That they're trying to get
you
now.
Give up future.
They're trying to get future draft picks now.
We only got five right now. We got one in the first round, one in the second, one third, one. We just won one each round.
Round. Okay, then. All right, then. All right, if you think so. I ain't gonna say no more.
Well, what you gonna say? Go
your
ahead.
Team doesn't do it. Your team didn't do it. Your
we
team didn't
to.
Do it. Your team go out exactly.
To.
Your team go out there and snatch players from other teams while they sleep at night. You don't say nothing about that.
I know you wish you had
the mute button.
No, I don't.
I love it like this, man. I'd rather hear what's being said. Yeah. Go ahead. Just know where I'm coming from. Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Because if we can sneak in there tonight and get other players. Thank you, San Fran. Thank you. Don't let Pittsburgh get Hargraves. Absolutely not, sir.
Say they should have slept with one eye open, huh?
They should have. They shouldn't have went to sleep at all. Losers sleep. Okay?
We should have signed him when he was ready to sign.
You talk about robbery without a gun. Cole Holcomb is now a Pittsburgh Steeler. Washington's leading tackler. For the past 2 years, is now a Pittsburgh Steeler. So y'all doing a little stealing yourself, bro.
Okay, their names say Steeler.
No,
okay, they are Steelers.
We did ours in broad daylight, though. We did ours in broad daylight while everybody was watching.
A smack is a smack, bro.
Well, you know what?
Bro.
Y'all didn't know what to do with him anyway. So what the hell?
He stayed injured.
Y'all,
hopefully
before y'all win a Super Bowl, y'all going to be the commodes, the Washington commodes.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's going to be so good to watch you have to eat your words.
It'll be a long time before I have to eat my words for that statement right there.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question now?
Because top to bottom, Washington is a better team than Pittsburgh, truly.
You need to look. You need to stop chasing rats because you're getting some of that. You're getting some of that spray on you that they're using on the rat. It's going to your head. Y'all ain't a better team than we are. You done lost your mind.
Why not? Why? What do you have?
Can I say something for y'all?
What, we got a team. Yeah, I ain't going to argue with him no more, Ted. Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead, Ted.
I'm waiting for the host to give me the cue. Not you.
Come on.
Not you.
Ahead.
You done took over the show, 57.
Go ahead, Ted. Go ahead, Ted.
Okay. Thank you. Now, as far as you saying Lamar, okay, what other teams, now since other teams making moves like the Jets, then you know, made a move with Aaron Rodgers. Panthers have made a move with Baker Mayfield. Other teams have made a move. What other team would be a suitor for Lamar if he doesn't go back to Baltimore? And also, I think is you know the like we talked about the other day. I think the owners, you know, all in cahoots and together. And saying they ain't trying to give him that contract like they gave Deshaun Watson. They think that new owner is a fool, you know, and they trying to stop it, nip it in the bud now and stuff. And I think Lamar is worth that, though, because, like you say, he didn't have the talent around him as far as offensive weapon, and his offensive line was kind of shaky. And then also, 57, you said it yourself, his defense. Well, their defense, Baltimore known for their defense also, which won championship for them. Their defense been crappy for the past 2 years to me, at least last year for sure. So, you know, he hasn't had no help on both, no ends, offensive end or the defensive end. Also, you got to look at Harbaugh. He's been made a lot of mistakes with coaching decisions, time, clock management, and all those things. So, and play calling. So, yeah, it's all those factors play into that. I'm done. Thank you, sir. Thank y'all.
I want to just go off the subject just a little bit. Not off the subject, but we're going to stay on the subject, but just a different quarterback. Baker Mayfield, you guys, has gone to Tampa Bay. What do you guys think about that?
Mm-hmm.
You got some good receivers over there. He should be fine.
He gets a new start, okay? For the third time, he gets a new start. And we can't get the MVP of the league, some money. Man. This is crazy.
Yeah, Baker comes cheap. Other guys, you know what I mean, those guys come cheap, man. They say they won't be billionaires if they keep giving these brother quarterbacks all
Robert
this money.
Robert Gaines said good moves. Mm-hmm.
Well, Baker Mayfield's a good quarterback. He just keeps going to the – He went to California, and L.A., and they really just needed a backup real quickly. They didn't need nobody to come over there. They really didn't need him. They just didn't have a quarterback, and that's why he only played in, what, two games? So I think him going to Tampa Bay is a good move.
Yeah,
good move for him.
Yeah, he's going to start.
He got a nice receiving core over there.
They ain't got nobody else.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You know, they ain't got nobody else. So.
Yeah.
But what the answer? Because somebody asked my question though. Which team would Lamar be suited for? Because you know, what team need a quarterback like that?
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis.
Need a quarterback. Yep. He go to San.
Patriots.
He go to San Fran. He go to San Fran. They won it two in a row. He go to San Fran. They won it two in a row.
I give you this, Cap. I ain't going to be no hypocrite. Not for the money that he wants. I take him in a heartbeat, but not for that money. I take him for $130,000, $150,000. I ain't going to be a hypocrite.
Right.
Yeah, he's a great quarterback. But he, huh?
2 years?
Well, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. No, I'm taking for three. I'm gonna take it for three. He ain't gonna get it. Look, I'm not gonna look. I wouldn't give Aaron Rodgers $60 million a year. I don't think he's worth $60 million a year. And everybody's clamoring over him. He's holding up the whole NFL.
I'm just saying. I'm not doing that.
I'm just saying. I still wouldn't. I wouldn't give Lamar Jackson at 20-some years old or 30 years old $60 million a year. I wouldn't give any quarterback $50 million a year.
$50 million a year. I take $50 a year. Give it to me.
I'm sure you would a year.
$50 million a year, bro. We all take $50 million a year. I mean, any one
no,
of
I
us.
No, I said I'm not going to give a quarterback. I'm saying I'm not going to give a quarterback. If I was the owner of a team, I wouldn't give a quarterback $50 million a year.
I'll take 150 million each 3 years. I'll take it, you know, each 3 years. So in 6 years, I'd have had 300 million.
Well, I don't know who you think gonna give you 150 million a year for 3 years every year.
I didn't say 150 million a year.
That's what you just said.
No, I did not. 57. Listen good. I said
50 million, bro. 50 million.
Yeah,
and I said I wouldn't give him $50 million a year. Can't y'all hear?
No, that's
I know.
What
he said,
saying.
Said it for 6 years. He said it for 6 years, so it adds up to that.
Right.
It adds up to that.
$50 million for over.
Yeah.
How you look? Then that's too little. You know, ain't no quarterback gonna sign with you for $50 million over 6 years. You know he ain't gonna sign for that.
I didn't say that. 57.
Oh,
you didn't say what I said.
Oh my goodness.
Can I say what
years,
I said,
bro?
Please?
Go ahead, Ted.
I said a 3 year contract for $150 million. I said I'll take two of those. I said so that adds up to 6 years, it'd be $300 million.
Fact.
Okay.
Oh, so you said
and all
three
I said
years,
was
then
I wouldn't give a quarterback $50 million a year.
Yeah, but
so
you said I said something else. That's what
contract.
We're trying to correct. You said I said
okay,
$50 million.
I misunderstood you. Don't nail me to the cross. I misunderstood.
Robert Gaines said Jackson should have came back for less one game to show loyalty to the teams. Maybe he would get his money.
Loyalty to the team? Come on, cuz. Come on, Robert.
Yeah, he put his whole body out there every game, man.
Yeah, every game, though.
They're not going for Rob.
He put another hour,
because I ain't done. Yeah, he's shown.
That's a fact. He's shown
his loyalty above and beyond. He don't need to show them anything else. And with that being said, come on, Lady T.
Yes, thank you. Hey, guys, listen, don't forget our sick and shut-in people. Don't forget our sick and shut-in. Keep those people in mind, like Uncle Shorty, Aunt Tina, Grandma, Uncle Byron, don't forget, and anybody else that I left out, charge it to my head and not my heart. But we have you in our hearts here at Kill's Corner, you guys. We love you so very much. With that being said, DMV Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kill's Corner. DMV Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today, more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. Tell a friend. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well, you guys. Listen. We love you guys this week. We're by so very fast, but we'll see you guys Tuesday at 5 p.m. sharp. Enjoy your weekend. March Madness has started. Get your brackets in, and we love you guys. Go to Kale's Corner and write down what you want us to know, because we love you guys so very much, okay? We love you guys. Peace. Kale, you have the last word.
Hey, thank you guys again for this 4 hours this week that you gave us. You guys made it interesting, fun,
yeah.
All the topics. Y'all was on point. I'd like to thank everyone who took the time to do their homework and have their team free agency moves all in order. You guys did an excellent job, all right? So, hey, be safe this weekend. We'll be trying to do the same thing next week. Tuesday, Thursday, 5 to 7, and let's have some fun, all right? And if you love them, they should already know.
In my life, in my life. my life. Got to get you into my life, into my life. Got to get you into my life, into my life. Into my life, into my life.
Bye.